Watching the pre-budget manoeuvring is Tim Costello, the Chief Executive of World Vision Australia, and he joins us this morning on AM. Tim Costello, good morning. What do you make of the government's decision on foreign aid, and do you welcome it as Bob Carr suggested there?
Look, we certainly welcome that aid is still going up, and we welcome a cap on the amount being diverted to refugees. Australians are smart enough to know that overseas aid is for overseas, and to make ourselves the third largest recipient of our own aid after Indonesia and Papua New Guinea, now paying ourselves for our refugee policy doesn't make any sense to them. But look, we welcome the cap. We welcome it's going up, but it is deeply disappointing that this won't fix the structural deficits in the budget. And yet, in terms of its impact, there's not a dollar better spent than aid. The World Bank estimates it costs holistically $2,000 to save a life. Australian aid has saved 200,000 lives in the last year. If we had kept our promise, not pushed it out by another year, that's another million lives over the next 4 years we would save. So in terms of tough choices, very disappointed a choice really that has such moral claim as this one has seen it pushed out another year.
Doesn't everyone have to take a bit of a hit, though? After all, it's not as though the government is flush with funds.
Yeah, we totally get that, and that's why we already took a hit. Oh, the world's poor, those who will never vote, who happen, by the way, to be our nearest neighbours. Most of the world's poor are in Asia, and we're meant to be Asia-facing. That's where our future is. So it's a smart investment aid, and breaking our promises to the region isn't so smart. But look, $375 million was diverted from the aid budget before Christmas. It's already a very large haircut to help the overall decline in revenue. So it's not as if aid hasn't taken its share already before this announcement.
There are some people who would argue that asylum seekers processed in Australia are not legitimate recipients of foreign aid. Where do you stand on that?
Look, there's a few countries that do it because of the technical letter of the law that says you can, but the OECD says, look, the spirit of the law is that overseas aid is for overseas. If you can find the money to get here, you're not a person in absolute poverty, $1.25 a day, which is often where our aid dollar is targeted, and that should come out of the immigration budget. All nations are facing asylum seekers, and yet the questioning of our transparency by the OECD reports, the Development Assistance Commission on this said, look, there's a bit of a bad conscience in Australia. You're the second wealthiest country in the world after Switzerland and the second healthiest after Norway. You're wealthy, you're healthy. Are you wise? This is the region where you're trading and the world's poor live.
So is Australia, the Labor government, being a little bit too clever with the diversion of foreign aid to pay for a processing?
Yeah, I think so. I think that processing should come out of the immigration budget, and I think most Australians actually get that. When you ask Australians
but
how much...
But you've gone to him and asked for the cap, and I think they've agreed to that, haven't they, in this budget?
Yeah, and I'm absolutely pleased about that. I give Bob Carr, who I might say has been in there battling, you know, in a tough time for what he just said, good faith with our neighbours, with a cap. I give him absolute credit for that. But since you asked me whether Australians are expected to not come out of aid, the answer is absolutely, and that's the norm around the world. Overseas aid is for overseas poor people. That's actually how every Australian understands it and should understand it.
Tim Costello, the Chief Executive of World Vision Australia, thanks for joining us on AM.
Pleasure.